Measles is a serious respiratory infection that is once again making an appearance in Ontario after its successful elimination in the province due to high immunization coverage, according to Public Health Ontario. And seeing the current situation called a measles outbreak in both Ontario and across Canada sounds concerning. But what does that mean and how serious is it? To help answer some of the uncertainties and to learn what the reappearance of measles means for Peterborough, CFFF spoke with Jessica Andrews, a public health nurse in the infectious disease program at Peterborough Public Health, and she first explains what the virus is.
So measles, it's a highly contagious viral illness. Symptoms can include things like fever, red rash starting on someone's face that spreads down their body. They may experience runny nose, cough, red or watery eyes, and a feeling of tired. Also, some people might have what are called coplic spots, or they're basically small white-blue spots that can appear in the mouth as well.
Andrews also spoke about what this outbreak actually looks like in the province of Ontario.
Actually, I can share some stats that you're able to pull them from the internet. But as of March 19th, there's been a total of 470 cases of measles in Ontario, primarily in the southwestern region. And the outbreak, really, it's primarily around unimmunized children and adolescents. It's disproportionately affecting the Mennonite and Amish communities in those areas. So that's kind of why we're seeing that spread of measles when individuals aren't immunized. That's their best defense, right? And it is airborne, highly contagious. So when we're seeing pockets of the population that are under immunized, that's when we can see numbers and cases start to kind of ramp up.
It is because of this MMR vaccine that Canada had effectively eliminated the virus over 25 years ago. But now that it's back, CFFF spoke to another public health nurse from Peterborough Public Health, Nathan Koopman from the Immunization Program.
So you're absolutely right. We hadn't seen measles in Canada and Ontario for quite a while. I think that's a testament to how effective the MMR vaccine, the vaccine that protects against measles, is. The tricky thing is with measles, because it's so highly infectious, it has a reproductive number. And what that means is, you know, if somebody's sick with measles, how many people will they infect in a completely vulnerable population? So that means no vaccines or anything like that. Nobody's protected. An average measles case would infect anywhere from 12 to 18. Other people. So it is very highly infectious. And that's if the population is not vaccinated whatsoever. We have very high vaccination rates for measles. But what we see, because obviously it's very easy, it's 2025, it's very easy to travel around the world where in certain countries, measles is more endemic. And then we also do have pockets of populations within Ontario that might have lower immunization rates. Not to mention that it's more than fair to say that during the COVID-19 pandemic, access to primary care and those routine immunizations decreased substantially. And we've been playing a little bit of catch up over the past couple of years in getting our routine vaccines up to date. Measles vaccine is given at 12 months and then again at 4 to 6 years. So I think just kind of these combination of travel and pockets of under-immunized populations and then just catching up on our routine vaccines can kind of contribute to a more susceptible population.
Koopman described the MMR vaccine as effective, but later in the interview returned with some statistics to demonstrate that.
Varying reports of how specifically effective the vaccine is, in general, MMR vaccines are now provided through two doses. The first one is at 12 months of age, and the second one, again, at 4 to 6 years of age. One dose of MMR vaccine is about 93 to 95% effective at preventing measles. And then two doses is between 97 to 99% effective. We can never say something is 100% effective, obviously, but it's one of the, if not the most effective vaccines at preventing illness and complications that we have available to us.
Koopman talked about a decline in primary care and vaccinations in part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And these numbers are accessible to the public through Public Health Ontario's immunization data tool. And while looking at immunization coverage of the vaccine for measles, this trend is reflected. Across Ontario, Between 2013 and 2020, the tool reports between 86% and 94% of 7-year-olds being fully immunized against the measles virus, but then a steep decline leading to a reported low of 65.5% in 2021 and 2022. This tool also shows the data specific to Peterborough Public Health, and although this region did follow the provincial trend, showing a decrease in measles vaccinations in 2021 and 2022, we are also reporting a higher percentage of vaccinations in the 2023-2024 year than the provincial average, with 92.1% of 7-year-olds fully covered compared to Ontario's 70.4%. And this is not the only hopeful statistic, as Andrews spoke to the absence of local cases.
No, thankfully, we haven't had any cases in our region since 2008. So that's not to say that we won't see one. And again, I think it just reinforces just the importance of checking your vaccine status, trying to do everything you can to make sure, you know, you're up to date, your loved ones are up to date to protect yourselves.
So I know I said before that the current recommendation is for children and students to receive 2 doses of MMR vaccine. That's up until about 26 years of age is when we recommend 2 doses of MMR vaccine. From there, anybody 26 years of age and older, it's just recommended to have 1 dose unless you fit into this high risk population. That includes healthcare workers, people traveling to high risk or endemic areas, people who are in the military, as well as those born before 1970 are also assumed to have measles protection just through naturally acquired immunity. But they still are eligible to receive 1 dose of MMR vaccine if they have any concerns. To get back to your question, if you're lucky enough to have a healthcare provider in 2025, a primary care physician, you can receive it through your primary care physician. If not, Peterborough Public Health does run in a routine immunization clinic for unattached patients as well. So they can give us a call, 705-743-1000, and the extension is 331 to book an appointment with us if you don't have a primary care provider and you need to be updated on your vaccines.
For more information about immunization clinics, or to learn how to access your immunization records, you can visit peterboroughpublichealth.ca. You can also find the immunization data tool at publichealthontario.ca. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.